it's a lot better. I think the land was done better myself.
How? You know.
Well, it used to be done, I think it's done quicker years ago with horses than what it's done today, with this, all this machinery. And I know the harvest work used to be done a lot quicker. Of course, there's one thing about the farmer today, you see. He does all his threshing when he does his cutting. He hasn't got that to do in the winter time. But where they're wrong now, they got no straw to come to. See, the cattle got to lay out, they got no straw, no good. And they get no straw for thatching, you can't, there's no thatching done like there was years ago. Every man to his job. Where there's about four or five now, you see, there used to be about 12. 11 and 12 men on these big farms. There's a man, you see, to do the horses. There's a man to do the nags. And then there's the cowman and the pigman and the shepherd. But you don't see that today. The cattle's turned out, you see, and they bide out summer and winter. Years ago, they was put into the yard, look, in the sheds. Kept bedded up with straw and had a good feed and that, and plenty of water and all as comfortable. You see them today, scrouched up under the edges now, half frozen all the winter. Be full of sheep. There used to be, on these farms here, we used to keep three flocks on this manor farm, two breeding flocks and a dray flock. And you'd see two flocks on another farm. Every farmer had sheep those days. And they used to go on the downs, feed all day on the downs, come in and pen the ground at night. And of course that used to keep the ground in good condition. No, you don't see no sheep.
No.
You don't see any hurdles, never mind about sheep.
No. Why is that?
Well, they don't keep them, you see, like they used to. There's scarcely any farmers got any sheep. What few they ever got, they run in the meadows. They ain't out onto the land. And we got a good deal of land led down with grass. Of course, there isn't a corn growed, you know, like there used to be years ago.
No.
The sheep was always on the land every day, and out on the downs. When Mr. Lloyd first took this farm, he had 1,000 sheep on those downs and 1,000 on these downs at the back here.
Yeah.
Now there's none at all up here. I think Mr. Rain's up here, I think he keeps a few, and this man, I think he got a few, but not to keep a regular flock.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the shepherd to look after them from one time one end to the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you don't see no shepherds, no.
No. Why have they got rid of the sheep?
Well, I suppose it's the way they got into, you see, there's... They kept gradually going away and going away. You don't find many farmers with any sheep much now. Oh, see, they're under the downs. See, you get horses, you raise horses where the downs are. But you got a long way to travel. Well, he tells me, you see, there's a study few raise horses over there. This place is situated all the way around the downs. A good training place for them.